This is Bob Brunel, and this is Newsworthy for Thursday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 41 and 21, member FDIC. Last month, I told you the auction of the Oshkosh Northwestern building was being postponed because of a potential buyer. We now have a little more about that. During the Oshkosh Legends Venture Project podcast earlier this week, TJ Rogers, the Oshkosh native who is now a California tech giant, said he's interested in the property but didn't say a whole lot more. TJ has already purchased the Oshkosh Country Club, Artie and Ed's, and built TJ's Harbor House between Oshkosh and Fond du Lac. Senator Ron Johnson spent about an hour yesterday with chamber members during a virtual town hall meeting. The senator covered a number of issues, including the border crisis, COVID-19 response, vaccination mandates, and more. Now, one thing the senator would not say is whether he would seek a third term in Washington. While the senator is not committed, the election is just a little more than 1 year away. The Chamber of Commerce, by the way, is having more virtual town hall meetings. Look for more information on the website. Page 2. Oshkosh Mayor Lori Palmieri has declared Monday, October 11th, as Indigenous People Day here in Oshkosh. It's also Columbus Day. Later today, the Winnebago County Executive and some county board members will go toe-to-toe again. County Executive John Damel wants to make another hire. This time, he wants to bring in somebody to oversee the county's share of all that money in the American Rescue Plan, also to do some strategic planning for Winnebago County. The position would pay over $100,000 per year with bennies. Now, some members of the county's Personnel and Finance Committee are already upset with Damel's hiring of an executive assistant and say his office is already over budget. The traveling Vietnam Veterans Memorial Wall will be in Oshkosh later today and be here through the weekend at the Sunnyview Expo Center. Viewing begins at 3 o'clock this afternoon after an escorted trip from the Winnebago County Courthouse downtown to the Sunnyview Expo Center. And UW Oshkosh is announcing a plan to become carbon neutral by the year 2030. A new committee will draft an action plan for the university so they can attain that goal. That's Newsworthy for Thursday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, member FDIC, Highways 41 and 21. We'll be back here on the Chamber website again on Tuesday.